This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, is urging his Democrat colleagues to hit the pause button on a $3.5 trillion spending bill, citing more urgent priorities like the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and a spike in COVID-19 cases is what America's attention should be focused on. A former district attorney in Georgia was indicted on charges of violating her oath of office and obstructing a police officer in connection with an investigation into the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Former Brunswick Judicial Prosecutor Jackie Johnson is accused of showing favor to defendant Greg McMichael, who had worked for her in the past as an investigator. McMichael and his son chased Arbery as he jogged and shot him on February 23, 2020 in Brunswick. The event was recorded by a friend of McMichael's in a car trailing the suspect's truck. McMichael's, his son, and the man who recorded the shooting have pled not guilty in the murder and are due to begin their trial in that case next month. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The State Department is attempting to reunite several children who were separated from their parents during the chaos of the evacuation flights out of Kabul, Afghanistan. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Some were voluntarily given even to strangers by their Afghan parents who at any cost wanted their children to live in freedom away from the Taliban. State Department spokesman Ned Price says they're trying to do all they can to reunite the children with their families.
As soon as a minor child is identified as being without any trusted adult, we immediately begin working to reunite these identified minors with their families and with their loved ones.
Ida came ashore as a powerful Category 4 hurricane Sunday, drenching the Gulf Coast with a lot of fresh water. The storm surge and winds caused by Ida were so strong, they even partially reversed the flow of the Mississippi River near New Orleans. That's something that's extremely uncommon, according to the United States Geological Survey. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
As many folks in the nation continue to be in shock regarding the Afghanistan withdrawal and the death of American men and women service members, Democrat leadership is saying climate change is what Americans should focus their attention on.
Past few days of Hurricane Ida and the wildfires in the West and the unprecedented flash floods in New York and New Jersey is yet another reminder that these extreme storms and the climate crisis are here. We need to be much better prepared. We need to act.
Global warming is upon us. When you get two record rainfalls in a week, it's not just coincidence. When you get all the changes that we have seen in weather, that's not a coincidence. Global warming is upon us, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse unless we do something about it.
What we're seeing now are cataclysmic rain events, record shattering, where we have unprecedented amounts of water coming out of the heavens all at once. Literally from 8:51 last night to 9:51 p.m., more water came down than we'd seen in the history of New York all at once.
Gaming streamers took a day off from Twitch on September 1st to bring to attention the hate raids that have been plaguing the platform in past weeks. A hate raid is when a streamer is invaded by hateful people, causing a major distraction while gaming. Twitch has been blamed for the rise in these hate raids because they're not doing enough to stop them. Influential gamers did succeed. According to data compiled by GameSite, Twitch did see a drop in viewership with the protest. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got George Barna with us, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Always good, George. Let's talk about your latest focus here. And this is an appropriate question in this postmodern Christian environment in which we live in. The line is starting to be drawn quite clearly as to what side are you on. I keep saying that maybe we need a modern version of the bailoff. You know, let's get everybody's godlike characters together. Let's find a Mount Carmel, and we'll have your God against our God and see who wins here. What do you think?
I think the time has come. You know, as I look at this research where we're evaluating, what does it mean when people say they're Christian? I mean, there is such a broad range here, Bill. I mean, we looked at five different ways that people can be identified as Christian, you know, calling themselves Christian, calling themselves born-again Christian, calling themselves evangelical Christian, having beliefs that characterize them as born-again Christian, or having a biblical worldview. I mean, those are five distinctly different ways. And if you look at the difference across that range, it ranges from 15 billion people to 176 billion people who qualify for, you know, various of those definitions, anywhere from 6 to 69%. So this is why we live in this age now where terminology matters, measurement criteria matter, and we've got to be very careful that we know what somebody's talking about when they're using terms, because there's a lot of manipulation going on.
George, how can we help people bring this better into focus? I mean, we have said time and again, and the reason that you have this spectrum and you can see right off the bat is that there's biblical illiteracy that's taking place. They are falling victims to the chapters of Genesis 1 where Satan questioned whether or not God said something.
Well, it's true, and you know, with this particular thing of when somebody says, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian, you know, Jesus himself was really clear with people, because there was a lot of that nonsense going on even in his day. So, I'm one of his followers. And, you know, he said, look, not everybody who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. I mean, he was very clear about this isn't something to take lightly. This is the real deal. So if you're going to live based on the principles that I've given you, okay, take on the name and know that you will suffer for it, because people are going to be upset by that. But
exactly.
You just want to have a nice reputation. You want to be seen as a good person. You know, if there are other things that are driving that, don't do it, because then you're going to face me. Then you're going to deal with the consequences of saying, yeah, I'm one of your disciples, and I know whether or not you are. So for Americans today, it's critical that we be serious about what we believe. Look, you want to be a Marxist? Go ahead. Believe that there is no God. Believe that the elite should call the shots for your lives. You know, believe that everything is about class warfare. I mean, that's your issue. That's fine. You can do that. But know that there are consequences for whatever choice you make. If you want to be a follower of Jesus, prove it by the way that you live.
And, George, the onus is on us, you know, people like you and me who know the difference. We constantly study the Word of God, and we see manifestations of hypocrisy that takes place, whether it happens to be from a president of the United States or the leader of the House that are saying that they're Christians or Catholics in this particular case, and they're misrepresenting the faith blatantly. And for us not to say something and not to call them out on it makes us complicit to the situation, because we're not going to be in that situation when you're face to face with Jesus and say, well, but George Barna said it's kind of okay, or and that's not what we're saying. And this is what a biblical worldview is all about, is that we have to know. I mean, you can't say, oh, it's okay to be ignorant of God's law. I mean, it's just like you're going to sit there and go, okay, I'm going to take on the law of gravity because of sheer ignorance. Well, get ready for consequences, right? And everything that God has created comes with that caveat, does it not?
Absolutely. And you know, what you're alluding to is one of the key foundations of having a biblical worldview, which is that there is such a thing as truth. We can know it because God gives it to us. And he gives it to us in his word, and we're supposed to be obedient to it. Now, if you're willing to buy into that, that's a game changer. It's a total game changer, because it redefines how you live life. If you're not willing to accept the fact that there are absolute truths, there are moral truths that are not dependent on the individual and his or her situation, if you don't want to buy into that, okay, then everything is fair game. You can make it up as you go along, and, you know, you're swinging for the fences, but you'll live with the consequence. You're going to strike out more than you're going to hit it over the wall. So, this whole issue of where do you stand on truth? Do you believe that the Bible gives it? Do you believe that God gave us that Bible because he wants us to thrive? But the only way it'll happen is if we live according to the prescriptions that he's given to us very clearly. That's really where this comes down to.
Well, we are in the communication age, and words are flying around quite loosely. Everything is relevant or relative. We don't want to offend people. You know, we didn't want to offend people for a while, and now the cancel culture doesn't care. It just comes in and offends people. But it's like, look, you got to figure out what mountain you want to die on. I mean, do you want to die on a mountain loaded with lies, or do you want to die on one that is based on the truth of God? As for me and my house, you know how the rest of that goes. You know, I want to die on, you know, something of substance, not on some man-made idea. And this is what this is all coming down to, isn't it, George?
Well, it is. You know, it reminds me of years ago during what's known as his Christian phase. And he may be a Christian, I don't know. But, you know, Bob Dylan wrote a song called "You Gotta Serve Somebody." And that's really the choice that every American has to make. Who are you going to serve? You going to serve Jesus? You going to serve Marx? You going to serve yourself? You know, you going to serve the president? There are a lot of choices. I mean, there's an endless array of people who would like you to be their acolytes. But, you know, the issue here is, what do you do with this Jesus guy? So we're finding that a majority of Americans have very positive impressions of Jesus Christ himself. But are they willing to put everything aside and, like the apostles, be willing to follow him no matter where it leads, no matter what it takes, no matter what the consequences are going to be? That's really the decision here.
Yeah, are you ready to suffer and serve when you've been conditioned by a culture that says you can have it your way, George?
Yeah, and I think the evidence, if we're willing to be objective, is very clear in showing us that Disney is wrong. You can't be whatever you want to be just because you feel that way. You know, you really have to deal with the consequences of your choices. Every choice has consequences. All choices ultimately are moral choices. because there is a right and a wrong. That's what a worldview helps you to discern. But you got to figure out, what are you going to base your worldview on? Is it going to be your emotions? Is it going to be God's proclamations, the teachings that he gave us to obey? Is it going to be the greatest opportunities for you to get ahead? Those are all options that you can choose from, but they all have different consequences.
We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or a caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Money. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Also special to have Dr. George Barna. I'm going to give you a title. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of Cultural Research Center at ACU. And we're talking about what it means to be a Christian. This idea, this contemporary culture in which we live in, that is so casual about everything. Go down the line, whether it has to do with relationships, whether it has to do with liberty, our Constitution, our America. I mean, all that we've been going through, dealing with COVID, Afghanistan right now, George. I mean, really, if you were so fast and loose about everything and your terminology doesn't matter, boy, you can be caught up in a lot of deception, because it seems that deception is ruling these days. What do you say?
Well, that's obviously true. I mean, all you have to do is look at the news events of the last week and take any week of the year and do that same exercise. And you will find that, yeah, there's a lot of intentional manipulation through the use of words, through the use of images, through the use of stories and emotions to try to get us to believe something that may or may not be true. And so, you know, we've got to be very cautious. We've got to guard our hearts. We've got to guard our minds so that we're seeking truth, not, you know, what people want us to believe might be the truth. We're influenced by other people, and that's why, you know, in this latest research, what I'm trying to do is get people to recognize you've got to be careful in terms of what information you assign credibility to, you know, because we're influenced by other people. We're influenced by images of other people. We're influenced by what we're told those people do or believe, when many times it's not the case. In this research, I mean, we look at some of the lifestyle implications of something that may seem as innocuous as believing what the media or certain pollsters will tell us, oh, these people are born-again Christians. Well, it depends how you define it. It depends how you measure it. Because in this research, we show there were radical differences in terms of which of those groups, self-identified born-again Christians, theological born-again Christians, people with a biblical worldview and so forth, who did they vote for? I mean, it varied by a wide margin. Did they believe the election coverage was fair and objective? It varied by a wide margin. What about their ideological positions on social issues? It varies by a wide margin. How about their moral choices when they're making decisions about marriage, about abortion, about stealing, about lying? Huge differences between those different groups, even though they all have the name of Christ included within them. So, Bill, people have got to be very cautious about all the information that's being given to us now, because there are people who want us to follow them, and they will lie, cheat, and steal to get us to do it. We have to be more discerning.
Without a doubt, and we have to be cautious, because there will be that day that we stand before an awesome, holy, and righteous God. And I don't think there's going to be a long debate on this, because we are going to be face-to-face with the truth in such a dramatic manner that it will be inarguable, as Jesus said, that he is the truth, the way, and the life. I mean, can you imagine coming to that revelation at that point in time, outside of Facebook and social media and clickbaits and all these things that seem to be driving forces in our culture today? And in the process, we're selling our souls for influence here, and for all the wrong reasons, George.
Well, it's true. You know, and a lot of people think, well, you know, I mean, I have an excuse. I didn't know. Well, you know, before this holy and righteous God, that's not an acceptable excuse. He's given us natural law. He's given us the written law, you know, and our responsibility as followers of Christ is to make sure that people remember that they have that kind of exposure. They have that ability to know. Now, whether they choose to know or choose not to know, that, again, is a moral choice that will have consequences. But saying, well, you know, I didn't get it, I didn't know, I didn't have that information, that's not going to fly.
Exactly. And again, to be so casual about this, to say that you're a Christian, I'd rather you not, only for your own sake. I mean, to go and wear a crucifix around and, you know, sing music and present things in such a way that are culturally pleasing and debasing to God himself, there is, as you say, a consequence to that. And it would be irresponsible for any one of us who are followers of Christ to think that that's acceptable. You know, if we don't say anything, you know, to bring this into your consciousness and to offer a warning, then what kind of Christian are we? I mean, we have a responsibility as people of faith, as followers of Jesus Christ, don't we? I mean, this is all part of the biblical worldview.
Absolutely. I mean, look at the numbers here, you know, which is what I tend to do. You got 7 out of 10 American adults calling themselves Christians. Less than 1 out of 10 of those actually has a biblical worldview. So in other words, you know, more than 9 out of 10 of the 7 out of 10 are living in a way that doesn't reflect what's been given to us in the Bible by God as the appropriate way to live. So that raises the question, so why are you taking on that name? What's the value of it to you? There must be some kind of appeal to it. What is it? And if it's just imagery, know that you're going to suffer the consequences of saying, I was using God in my culture to portray myself in a particular way that would give me benefits without doing what the God whose image I've taken on for my own benefit, you know, it doesn't reflect who he is or what he stands for. You're going to suffer for that. You don't want that.
Heed the warning of God's statement, his admonishment to Cain. Remember when Cain offered that poor, unacceptable sacrifice to God? And God told him very plainly, I know you and I have talked about this before, and I just think it's so profound. And you find it there in the book of Genesis, and that admonition has been ringing through the millennia ever since. He told him, he says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that idea of right is righteousness, which reflects the glory of God in all that he is, does it not?
Yeah, it's true. And so, you know, for the average person who may even be listening to your broadcast here, I mean, recognize that their dominant worldview is likely syncretism, which means that perhaps even without knowing it, we've bought into a lot of the stuff that the world is teaching us and encouraging us to buy into, but it's not of God. I mean, you know, it would do each of us well just to take a half hour, one night, and just list out all the main things that you believe about God, about truth, about the Bible, about the purpose of life, about what success is, all of these things. Write it down and take a careful look at it and then try to figure out, is that in the Bible? Is that really what God teaches? Or am I being led by a nose ring by the culture? And, you know, pretty soon it's going to throw me over the cliff.
Yeah, it's because of the profound deception that's out there. God warned us that even his elect would be deceived. So we have to be more serious about it. You know, a casual approach to God has never been acceptable. And it almost seems, George, that right now, because as the time draws near, and I hope people are not getting from this conversation that we're claiming any kind of self-righteous ground here. The fact of the matter is people of faith, we need all people of faith to come together so that we're shoulder to shoulder and back to back, that we're reinforcing and encouraging one another for this biblical worldview to reinforce what God has told us so that we are encouraged along this journey that we're on. And last time I checked, and what I'm seeing on the horizon here, George Barna, is it's not going to get any easier, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, just I'm so glad you brought up the self-righteous part, because one of the things that I've discovered in our research, and I've interviewed tens and tens of thousands of people about their worldview, I have yet to find one individual in America who has a pure, a perfect, and unblemished worldview. Whatever their worldview of choice is, whether it's a biblical worldview, whether it's Marxism, whether it's postmodernism, doesn't matter. Nobody I've ever interviewed, including you and me, would have a pure worldview. We are seduced by things of the world.
Dr. George Barna has been our guest, professor at Christian, Arizona Christian University, and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, as always, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be with you.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, is urging his Democrat colleagues to hit the pause button on a $3.5 trillion spending bill, citing more urgent priorities like the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and a spike in COVID-19 cases is what America's attention should be focused on. A former district attorney in Georgia was indicted on charges of violating her oath of office and obstructing a police officer in connection with an investigation into the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Former Brunswick Judicial Prosecutor Jackie Johnson is accused of showing favor to defendant Greg McMichael, who had worked for her in the past as an investigator. McMichael and his son chased Arbery as he jogged and shot him on February 23, 2020 in Brunswick. The event was recorded by a friend of McMichael's in a car trailing the suspect's truck. McMichael's, his son, and the man who recorded the shooting have pled not guilty in the murder and are due to begin their trial in that case next month. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. My good friend Jeff Cruer in Louisiana is with us now. We're not going to simulcast our show because, as you know, Hurricane Ida went through the area, did an incredible amount of damage, and the Cajun Crusher is operating out of the studio this morning. My friend, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Thanks. Yeah, this storm was, powerful, powerful storm. Mm. Just blew up and... smacked us good, Category 4, and, you know, a lot of wind damage, a lot of tree damage, no electricity for most of the area. It's gradually coming back, but it's going to be a while. I mean, we had no water, no power, got water, still no power. Mm. But we're getting there. It's going to be a slow road, but hopefully each day we'll make some progress. And, you know, the good thing is the levees held in New Orleans, so you didn't have the city flood. And you didn't have the type of death toll that you did during Katrina. So we're very thankful for that.
Well, good. Well, our prayers continue for you, your family, the rest of Louisiana, and on through the path of Ida, which, of course, you know, we've been seeing all the flooding going all to the East Coast. I mean, that's incredible to watch the floods going through the subways of New York. It's and the death toll there continues to mount as well. And, you know, And of course, the greenies can't help themselves. Now this is all, climate change related. This is amazing, as this goes through. But, hey, look at, they're not about to let, as their mantra goes, a good crisis go to waste, right?
Bill, what really struck me is instead of being empathetic, instead of trying to help the people that needed help, they're using it as a political weapon to try to promote climate change and the new Green Deal. It's really despicable. I mean, focus on helping the victims and the people in need, and then you can get to your politics later. But they can't help themselves. They jump right into politics, and they start trying to promote their radical agenda. It's really despicable.
Well, Jeff, I know you have the same heart as I do, and that is that we're seeing an increasing number of Americans getting fed up with this ununited States of America. And, political processes like this, it just adds to the division. It doesn't offer any kind of healing, redemption, or unity whatsoever. And we need to shut down these people that want to manipulate the masses in such a way out of fear just so that they can have political control. Enough of this stuff already, because it's not working. I mean, what is the value after everything is all said and done? We've been in woke city for almost 2 years now, and are we better off as a result of this, or are we worse off? And exactly, I think that's the question.
We're worse off. We're worse off as far as our security. We're worse off as far as crime. We're worse off as far as the border. We're worse off as far as our finances. Just seeing the gas prices, and people are struggling in this economy, and gas prices are through the roof. So they're promoting this, green energy, but in the process, they're trying to destroy oil and gas. And, it would have been nice if we could have had that Keystone Pipeline. It would have been nice if we could have had drilling on federal lands. Maybe we wouldn't be begging OPEC for more production, Bill.
Well, as one economist said, very simply, Jeff, is that if Joe Biden had come into office and done nothing, America would be better off. But he can't help himself. I mean, think about it. What he's done, everything that he puts his hands to is a disaster. And, of course, now after Afghanistan, people are calling for his resignation. Mitch McConnell, of course, in rhino form says, hey, it ain't going to happen. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, anything close to this, if it had been turned around and if Joe Biden was a Republican, Lord have mercy. I mean, impeachments would be abounding. I mean, you could hear the language from Adam Schiff and Nadler et al. To another disgusting amount of review as we had under Trump, right?
Just look at what they did to Donald Trump, Bill. I mean, impeached him twice. They tried to destroy everything he did. They attacked him from the beginning. They boycotted his impeachment. I mean, they spied on him. And Joe Biden has done 1,000 times worse than anything Donald Trump did. Of course.
In seven months, Jeff, this guy has been a one-man disaster. And here we are on the international stage. We're back where Marco Rubio said, if you remember, during the 2016 run for the presidency, he said something that still stays out with us. And I think it's very strong. It's a billboard and a T-shirt unto itself. And that is that our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us.
Right. And he has taken what Obama did and made it much, much worse. He is pushing the Obama agenda even further to the left. And, I mean, who knows whether Obama's behind the scenes pulling the strings? Who knows who's behind the scenes? He continues to raise questions about his competency and all the different Afghanistan. I mean, I heard Bill Bennett say the other day, Bill, that it's the biggest disgrace in American history. And I think that's a good point. I mean, it is just the worst debacle of all time to leave Americans hostage, to leave them and then crow about it. I mean, he won't apologize. He won't admit wrongdoing. All he does is blame Trump, the generals, the Afghans, the Afghan president, whoever he can blame. But he's not taking responsibility for anything.
Well, what Joe Biden doesn't get, and some of the wokistas in the military do not get, is there is one core indelible force, moral force within the military. And that is just exactly what you said. You do not leave one American behind.
Right.
I'll tell you, I traveled from Florida. I'm in Hawaii right now, Jeff, and through the various airports. And oftentimes when I travel, I'm identified. I'll wear my Marine Corps hat because being former Marine. And I cannot tell you how many military men, active and retired, came to me and said, we have got to go in and get these people. This is intolerable. You know, this is worse than chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for anybody right. that has served in the military, Jeff. This is unconscionable.
Yeah.
And it is painful, and to the point now where you have operatives right now that are operating independently from our government that are going in and mm-hmm. extracting people, doing what they can. And this number right. that's a couple hundred, these numbers are about as valid as the numbers we've been getting for COVID, you know?
We trust nothing about what Jen Psaki, any spokesperson, Biden, anything that comes out of their mouths, we can't trust anything. They've lied repeatedly. Biden's a plagiarist. He's a liar. Mm-hmm. But here's the interesting thing. I sort of characterize this disaster as a combination of Saigon, where we left the embassy running, a combination of the Iran hostage crisis, where we left hostages there and took 444 days to get them, and Benghazi, where our misdeeds led to the death of Americans. I mean, it's just a combination of all of those tragedies and much worse, because I think the number could be 1,000, Bill. Who knows?
Yeah. No, exactly. Definitely a lot more than just a couple hundred, as Sleepy Joe would want us to believe. But you're right. You're exactly right. This is totally unacceptable, Jeff Carrere. And the people are outraged over this. And the midterms mm-hmm. cannot come fast enough. The other thing that could be interesting right now, and that is the mounting headwinds of audits and the information that's coming up. I mean, we just, you know, got news that 300,000 ballots now are, you know, have lost chain of custody. They're now in question. I mean, and the Democrats and the legacy media want to say, well, hey, look, we had an illegitimate election. You know, quit bringing that up. It's irrelevant. Well, guess what? That's the problem with the lie. It just won't go away. And it's not right. us bringing it up. It's, you know, the truth finds a way of coming to the top sooner or later. And it's one of those things, Jeff Carrere, that you either pay me now or pay me later. And when you pay later, it's a lot more complicated and a lot more painful. So I think we've got some domestic pain ahead of us on this.
I so hope and pray that the truth comes out about the elections and we get to the bottom of it and we audit and we get clean elections. If we have clean elections, I have no doubt the Democrats are going to take a historic drubbing next November. They deserve every seat that they will lose. And then if we can turn the tables on them and finally act in an aggressive way toward the Democrats. Republicans try to play nice so often. If Republicans
right.
can
we got to leave it there, Jeff.
Democrats,
thank you for being with
it'll
us.
It'll be good. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Oh, they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For those of you that are joining us on our special weekend airing, we thank you. And check out our website, BillMartinezShow.com or BillMartinezLive.com. Either one will get you there. And you will be exposed to a plethora of these excellent interviews and experts who come on the show every week. We're so blessed to have them on. No 8-second sound bites here. The way this is set up is we allow our guests to be able to present their case, the facts that you need to hear so that you can decide. Because, hey, look, we believe as part of the American dream that we are self-reliant and self-responsible. That given the information, we can come to a proper conclusion that benefits ourselves and our families. This coming week is Suicide Prevention Week. And consider these numbers here. We're going to have Joni DiBrito on with us with Focus on the Family. And she'll break this down even further. She's the Director of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. In fact, let's bring her on right now. Joni, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
I'm looking at these statistics from the CDC. I mean, and this is heartbreaking. We know that suicide, particularly, you know, we talk about the military, how many on a daily basis, 20, 22 per day, are dying of suicide in the military. And I'm concerned, frankly, because of the recent events in Afghanistan, that number could be exacerbated because of the heartbreak and the depression that is being felt. You know, and this is something that if somebody has not served in the military, they're not quite relating to. If they happen to, you know, have a family member, there's some relevance. But I'm talking about what each individual is dealing with. And that's what we want to drill down into here, because according to the CDC, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. for all ages. Every day, approximately 130 Americans die by suicide. There's one death by suicide in the U.S. every 11 minutes. So during the time that you and I will talk, there will be at least one death by suicide in this country of ours. Depression affects 20 to 25% of Americans 18 plus in a given year. And again, exacerbated, I got to imagine that number is going to be more on the high side because of all that we've been dealing with for the last 18 plus months with COVID and this pandemic. Suicide takes the lives of over 48,500 Americans every year. Of course, these numbers all according to the CDC. The highest suicide rates in the U.S. are among whites, American Indians, and Alaska Natives. And over half of all Americans experiencing an episode of major depression receive treatment. And that's only half. So needless to say, we've got a long way to go, Joni.
Yes, we do. And also, along with the stats that you gave, it's the 10th leading cause of death overall, but the second leading cause of death for youth and young adults. And we're seeing kids younger and younger taking their lives by suicide, which is just painfully sad. But as you mentioned, we've had the pandemic to deal with, which has led to higher rates among healthcare workers and first responders. And then we have the issue in Afghanistan that has made many of those who served in Afghanistan feel hopeless and take their lives and so forth. So there has been a lot that has gone on, as you mentioned, that has exacerbated an already too high suicide rate in this country.
Well, culturally, we're unhinged, Joni. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially younger people. We talked with George Barna earlier, and looking at these statistics of young people and how they have they're perceiving Christianity or perceiving faith as being irrelevant. They've turned their back on God, and they've turned their back on the God of the culture, which is this wokeista society that we've been dealing with that has, as best I can tell, no redemptive value whatsoever. And this is exacerbating the problem because all within that wokeista cultural element, we're talking social media, we're talking peer pressure at levels that when you and I grew up and went through that's like a hangnail compared to what, you know, these young kids are having to deal with today. And then, let's bring in the science that now says that, you know, God was not intentional and he really messed up when he said that he created them male and female, right?
Yeah, it is really confusing kids. And I'll tell you, when you look at information or you live in my world working with people, especially younger people who are feeling depressed and suicidal, the one contributing factor that you hear over and over, that I hear, that other professionals hear, that has been documented by research just multiple times, is social media. Social media is something that is changing the way our kids think. But as you mentioned, it's so different from when we were kids. When I was a kid, if there was a bully, I got bullied, I went home, I had three older brothers, kind of talked to them. They might have a conversation with the bully, and it was pretty much over and done. But even if I had to deal with that bully, it was a few hours at school and I was gone. Now, if a child or a young person or a young adult is bullied, and that happens a lot online, it can be 24/7, and it is relentless. And then you have this other issue of what we call FOMO, fear of missing out, where people look at their profiles, they see how many likes someone else gets, and they got half as many or one-tenth as many or what have you, and they look at their lives, which are not real lives. They're just what people want to present and want to make it look like they're living, and they say, wow, my life is nothing compared to that, and therefore, and I don't see where I'm going to be able to get out of where I am now, so it's not even worth going on. So social media is definitely, I'm not suggesting that it's causing it, but it's definitely a large contributing factor.
Exactly.
And the other piece related to that is when people are on social media, they're sitting. They're not moving. They're not walking around. And our bodies need to move. Our bodies need exercise. We need sunshine. We need to get outside. God has provided all kinds of wonderful things in the form of water and food and exercise and sunshine for us to take care of ourselves. But if kids are wrapped up in their computers and screens all day, they don't take care of themselves either, and they don't sleep.
Well, if we have another pandemic in this country that's being, ignored, that's the pandemic of loneliness, Joni. And when you have lonely kids, lonely adults left to their thoughts, we can get involved in what Zig Ziglar used to call stinking thinking.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We get down that road, and it's not redemptive.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that people think that they can cure that loneliness by going online, and what we find often is that they actually feel lonelier because they look around and they say, oh, here are pictures of my friends out hanging out together and they didn't invite me or what have you. And so what they thought was going to help them feel more connected and less lonely often actually makes them feel even lonelier and more isolated and more depressed and suicidal.
Joni, how do we deal with these issues, especially with the kids? As you say, I mean, the gate's wide open, and we're traveling down roads that are very, very dangerous. In a sense, you know, I kind of feel like we've given the keys to the car to 10-year-olds. They just haven't been conditioned enough, you know, with all due respect, to deal with the, to deal with the treachery of this modern era.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, as parents, I mean, this is a heartbreak. I mean, parents are busy, you know, they're trying to provide for their families, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like because of the condition of the current culture, it's like our teenagers now need more attention than when they were babies.
They really do. And I think kind of the answer, the solution is in looking at the problem. That one thing is that parents have to work as hard as they can to help their kids really focus on self-care, on eating well, on staying hydrated, getting sleep, which means take those phones, those screens, whatever, out of their rooms. Don't have them there at night. Otherwise, they're just up all night listening to texts and responding to messages and so forth and not sleeping. And sleep deprivation definitely contributes to depression.
Exactly.
And suicidal feelings as well. So self-care is one thing that parents can focus on. And just setting those limits around screens. I understand that they have to have screens for school, and it's a part of our life, so I'm not suggesting that all screens are bad or all screen time is bad, but it's like anything else. You have to set limits, and you have to stick to them. And actually, the more you set limits for kids and teach them how to use them responsibly, the less you have to monitor as well, because that's the other issue for parents is if kids are on their screens and responsible parents want to pay attention to what they're looking at. Some parents, if you have three or four kids, you might be spending 3 hours a day just trying to figure out what they've been doing on the screen, and parents don't have that time. So it's really good to set those limits as much as you can.
Exactly.
Now, the one thing I want to say is that the hope, there is a lot of hope that the majority of people who try to die by suicide and do not go on to die by suicide at a later time, there is a lot of help out there. You mentioned only about 50% of people are getting help, but when people do get help, they tend to get better. And the other thing is that unfortunately, because the numbers have risen, one of the good parts of that is that people are talking about mental health. Look at the situation with Simone Biles. For her to be able to say, I am leaving my dream behind because my mental health is more important. And even me, this person who they put the pressure on as being the greatest of all time, even I, that you look at and you think, oh gosh, she's at the pinnacle of success, I am struggling here. We've got Prince Harry who has come out and talked a lot about his depression. We've got actors and actresses and musicians and so forth. So there's a large conversation going on about this has to stop, and that's one of the positive things that's happening.
Well, Joni DiBrito, thank you for continuing the conversation here on this radio show. It's always good to have you here. Where can they go for more information? We got about, 10 seconds left.
Sure. To the National Suicide Hotline, 800-273-8255, or to Focus on the Family to request a counseling appointment at 1-855-771-4255.
Restrictions are coming to an end, but body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for or traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters...